We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, welcome back to Fighters Fury. Very excited to be joined by our next guest, Xander Zayas. You are ready for your debut, my friend. October 26th, Reno, Nevada, ESPN Plus. Last time we spoke, this was all, the plan was getting all set, but now it's closing in, man. You have to be super pumped.
You know, it's a great opportunity to fight in a great car of the Shakur and Gonzalez car. It's a loaded car.
Yeah, man.
I'm just very happy to be where I am right now.
Is it surreal like it's this close? Does it feel like, did it get here quick or did it feel like it took forever to get here?
You know, in a way it took forever, but in another way it was quick, you know. Once they gave me the date, that the camp went just fast. Now I'm 2 weeks out.
Yeah.
But overall, it was really quick.
So like, what are you doing in camp? Like this far out? Like, are you still going hard sparring, or do you feel finally tuned for it? What's the last tweaks before you get to fight night?
You know, now we just cutting some weight.
How's that going for you?
Great. Everything is going smooth, easy. We're doing some, you know, getting sharper now with some techniques that we need to correct. Sparring is going great. I'm sparring Amir Aman, Ivan Valenchik, you know, great fighters, top fighters. Everything is going smooth and, you know, good.
So seeing you on social media, like, you guys, you do your little hub here at Sweatbox and Davey, but like, I see you go to the gyms down in Miami, at Tropical Park and like that. What is the switch like when you go to other gyms? Like, does it feel like you get a little bit more amped up because it's not home team? What are those experiences like?
You know, once you go, you know, you go to another gym or you go, you know, it's in your own gym, you always got a game plan. You know, once we spar, we always got a game plan. We always want to work on something. So I don't feel pressure or anything. But yes, I feel pumped up because, you know, I got people watching me, other people watching me. So I know I gotta show up. But overall, we just work on things.
So, but with that pressure, even if there's not pressure on you, I'm sure there's a lot of guys who look at you, you know, you're a top prospect, youngest dude signed by Top Rank, you just turned 17 damn years old. And so there's got to be some people that are like, oh, bullseye right on you.
Oh, yeah,
so
you know.
Can you feel the weight of that sometimes?
Yeah, you know, sometimes, you know, when I spar, sometimes it's just like a lot of people is, you know, I see the people outside sometimes, they're just staring at me. So I know I gotta, you know, do good, show up, look sharp, look smart, and just do what I do.
Has there been anybody in the professional boxing ranks that's reached out to you? Have you leaned on anybody? Because there's a lot of guys down here locally that train.
Yeah. I mean, again, I'll be sparring with Amir Aman. George Kambosos in his last training camp. He's coming back soon. So, you know, I got a good circle around me of great, great boxers. I got a great team. Javier Centeno, my dad Orlando Garcia, my manager Peter Kahn. You know, I got a great team. So overall, everything is going smooth, and, you know, I'm leaning on, you know, some of the great fighters like Amir Aman and George Kambosos.
Do you ask them, I guess, about the process of fight night? Because I'm sure you got the boxing stuff down, the skill set, but like being on a television fight and all that stuff,
you know,
that goes with it.
Last I went to
Saul Rodriguez's last fight
in Pechanga, and my experience the whole fight week, you know, how it goes and how smooth it is. So I think I'm ready for it, and it's gonna be as smooth as I can make it.
What stood out to you when you were there? Like, did anything shock you?
I wasn't expecting, you know, people coming up to me,
really,
taking pictures with me, asking me for, you know,
that's cool,
autographs. It was really
that
good.
Blows
it
your
was
way.
Yes. I was excited. I was impressed. I was like, whoa, this is me.
That's
like,
awesome,
you know,
man.
People is asking me for my autograph. So it was awesome. It was a great experience.
That's pretty cool. So like, it was this like at weigh-ins or just in the midst of fight
week?
When did this go on?
You know, at weigh-ins, a couple of people reached out, and during fight day, that was when, you know, a lot of people really came up to me And to me and George Kambosos, because I was right next to George, so they came up to us and just asking us for pictures and, you know, autograph and all that. So it was really a great experience.
Did you get a chance to imagine to meet Bob Arum?
Yes. You know, I sat down with Bob Arum when I went to Vegas. You know, it was a great experience, and you know, he knows what he's talking about. You know,
I'm sure. Doing it forever.
Yeah. He was really excited for my signing. I was really excited to talk to a legend like Bob Arum, and overall, it was great.
So October 26 goes down in your mind. I'm sure you want to execute everything perfectly, but if I could like draw it up, like when you're sleeping in bed, you're imagining the pro debut. How do you picture it going? How do you want, like, if it went in your dream scenario, how do you imagine it going down?
You know, I'm ready to put on a show. I'm ready to show up to the fight, look smart, look sharp, look strong, and use my boxing skill and impose my will.
How many rounds are they debuting you?
Four
rounds.
Yes.
That's so. I always get nervous with the guys who fight four rounds because it feels like there's this. It doesn't feel like a lot of time, and it feels like you want to get stuff done quick. So, how do you game plan for that? Like, is it,
you know, it's kind of like an amateur fight, just one round. Yeah. You know, but overall, I'm going out there again, looking smart, looking sharp, and doing what I do to get a W.
What did you get to do for your 17th birthday, man? Like, did you get to enjoy it all? Did you get any birthday cake? Were you in the midst of cutting weight?
No, you know, I was cutting weight, so all I did was train. You know, my family took me out to eat something, but overall, I was training.
So are you going to do the post-birthday celebration after the afterwards?
Coach Javier Centeno's birthday is October 25th, day before my fight.
That's awesome.
So the day of the win, we might celebrate his birthday, and you know, after the fight, we might celebrate his birthday again. So we might go out to eat or something.
Well, October 26th, man. ESPN Plus, Reno, Nevada, Xander Zayas. Thanks so much for the time, man. We're looking forward to it. We always appreciate you spending time with us, and we're looking forward to watching the debut.
Thank you. I really appreciate your time, man. ESPN Plus, October 26th.
The showman already knows it. Thanks, brother.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.